El Niño has transitioned to below normal sea surface temperatures in the mid-latitude Pacific. If that persists, the condition known as La Niña typically results in a colder than normal winter for Alaska. But National Weather Service Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman says low sea ice and remaining warm water around Alaska will be primary drivers of the state's autumn weather.
The Gulf of Alaska, the Bering Sea, on up into the Chukchi Sea, much warmer than normal. That heat will take a while to dissipate. Sea surface temperatures don't typically reach their maximum until the end of August or even early September. So that's kind of locked in.
Toman says warmer seas provide more potentially rain and snow yielding moisture to the air.
That's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is we have to have the atmospheric conditions. We need storms to be able to turn that moisture into precipitation. Typically in the autumn, that's not so hard to do.
Toman stresses ocean temperatures and moisture most directly impact coastal weather.
Once we move inland a little bit, then it becomes more complicated. For instance, across the interior, if our dominant flow during the fall is, say, out of the east or northeast from Canada, well, it won't matter very much that the oceans around us are warm because that's not where our air is coming from. So it can have a potential effect, but away from the coast, there's other factors involved.
Toman cautions while the overall fall outlook for Alaska is for warmer than normal, there can still be below normal days, weeks, or even a month.